content of the following program is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, treatment, or cure. Always consult your physician or a health professional with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. Want to go higher, baby? You're in the right place. You're listening to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with, Bernadette.
Was it?
With Daniel Tagg, Diamond Gray. I've got Avi and Lexi in studio with me and Rosalie Robinson. So you look like you are gassed.
And you have some like very interesting, colorful bands around your neck.
Yeah, too. What's up with that? You're bedazzled with orange stuff.
Listen, you got to make your badge and all that crap look
actually
good, okay?
You look like the Cleveland Browns. You got orange and brown working.
That is.
I'm not after that team. That's not one of my favorite teams. I'll just say that.
No?
You know Baker Mayfield's their new quarterback, right?
I hear you, but I'm still out there, you know. Rooting.
What do you got against the Browns? They're just trying to make it like everybody else.
Well, it depends on what you're looking for them to make.
Okay. So what do you mean by that?
That's funny.
Well, I think they'll have at least one win this year. I think you can pretty much say that.
Okay. Well, I'll go for that.
Well, you know what? Sometimes you're up, sometimes you're down.
It's a very blue-collar team.
So who's
too.
Your team?
It is. Yeah. It is.
It is. You know what?
I like them. Like, I like to root
for them. I love the Browns.
Yeah.
When I was in Cleveland visiting my former mother-in-law last summer, I bought a Cleveland Brown shirt long before, Baker Mayfield was even on the radar. So I've always liked the Browns. I don't know, because it is a working city.
It is.
And I guess my family's from Ohio, too. My grandfather graduated from Case Western Medical School. And so, I have an affiliation there. My mom grew up in Akron.
Well, there you go.
Have they ever even been to a Super Bowl? I know they haven't won one.
Oh, my gosh. Have they ever been? Let's check that out real quick.
They might have gone to a Super Bowl when Jim Brown
I was going to say, when Jim Brown, back in the day, I don't even know. You weren't born yet.
Oh, no, but I've watched highlight films.
I'm sure
of him.
I was.
I used to watch highlight films of all the great running backs when I was running back myself. So,
you were running back?
I was in high school.
In high school?
Got recruited for college, decided not to do it in college.
Really?
A lot of Division II schools had offers to walk on Division I's, but I was pretty small.
Well, what did your dad want you to do?
He wanted me to go play football,
but he
never forced me to ever play football. Like he lived his dreams. He loves football. He lives his dreams through me because he had played his whole life and just.
Your father played his whole life?
Yeah. Well,
Gare did?
Well, he did. Well, he didn't get to play a lot, right? Because he worked on a ranch, and his dad would make him work on the ranch. So he only played a few years, but he played a year in college.
He did?
Yeah, and he loved it, but he was just relatively small. He scored like one touchdown there in all his years, and I think my record's like 6 or 7 during the game.
Well, so. You know, we have Gare on the phone.
Oh, do we?
No way.
Gare?
No way.
It's your birthday.
We
plan on getting like all these cups and streamers and all this stuff. Look, she's got the bag from Party City. I'm going to have to talk to Avi, though, about stepping up to the table, though. Yeah. When I ask her to do something, no matter what, you know, we got to.
Awesome.
But that's okay. I'll talk to her. We'll talk to her later. She did get a balloon.
And
we did bring Susie's cupcakes in because I was going to make a keto cake, but this flu that I have is kicking my butt. But I want to talk to your dad, Gary, Mr. Tagg, I should say. How are you doing today?
Great. Mary's here, too.
And Mary. Oh, Gary and Mary are both there. I love it. So I love your son. He's such a good guy. You guys did such a good job raising this man. And we're remiss and not forgot his birthday, but I guess didn't hear Sean.
We just didn't know.
We didn't know. And so we thought it would be fun to have like a belated birthday party and have his mom and dad call in the show and just say, hey.
So happy birthday, Daniel.
Thank you.
we couldn't be more proud.
Yeah,
oh, my gosh. Well, is it true what Daniel said about you, Gary? Were you like this awesome football player in college or high school?
I wasn't a very good football player at all. When I played college, I weighed 138 pounds, and there were defensive linemen that could outrun me. But Daniel was an awesome football player. So oh. I tried to live my life vicariously through him.
Aww. That's so cute. I wish you could have seen his face when you just said that. Mm-hmm. I just wish you could have you could have seen his face, because I can tell it meant a lot to him. Mm-hmm. And obviously, your family, you're all really close. I love that. I admire it. And I think it's kind of a lost thing in America that families stay so close. It's kind of sad, really. And so families like yourself, I love to like put you in the limelight, if you will, and just say how much I appreciate the fact that you guys raised such a good son.
Oh, thank
well,
you.
Thanks. Hey, I got to tell you this. Next time we see you, though, I got to bring Daniel's highlight tape from his senior year. I show it to everyone. It's about 16 minutes long of his highlights from his football season, and then you can see how good he really was.
He traps you in the house, and then he makes you watch Daniel.
He does. Yeah.
Well, you know, Mary, I have to ask you, as Daniel's mother, you know, is his personality pretty much the same as it was when he was a kid?
Well, that's kind of a hard question to answer. Daniel went through a real health issue time where he didn't have a personality. He was too tired to have a personality.
What was that? What happened? What happened?
I had major energy issues, major stomach issues that didn't get resolved for years until I came here to Dallas and found a doctor, kind of a more holistic doctor that kind of was able to fix it.
Really?
Yeah, I mean,
how did we not know this? Have we talked about this before?
I don't think so. That's one of the reasons I got into health and fitness so much, and why I liked working out so much. But back in high school, even, I was always so tired that I felt like I could barely even lift up my arm. I remember playing racquetball with my dad and just dying with energy because I had no energy 24/7. It was not fun.
Wow. Mm. And remind me again, you grew up in Colorado, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, you know, what was it? Did you ever find out?
So the doctor found out that there's a lot of different parasites that were living in me from just various things. Don't know what.
From being out in the woods so much.
Maybe. Oh. And I had some meridians that were clogged up, some energy pathways, and I was sensitive to a lot of different foods. Not allergic, but very sensitive to them, where I was able to get desensitized to some of those things like egg whites, chicken, broccoli, just a couple like really healthy things that I was trying to eat, and it was messing me up for a while.
Wow. So you were like a blob when you were a child, basically.
Well, I don't know. Mom, I mean, I had energy when I was a little kid, but then like, what was it, middle school? I don't even remember when I started first feeling bad. Do you, Mom?
He's probably around 11, but before 11, he was so energetic. Oh my goodness. And he loved heights. He was like a 2-year-old. He'd be on top of, you know, up by the ceiling in any room he could climb onto anything to get up there. And he just got into everything. He was curious. He was bubbly. He'd love to talk to adults, children, anybody. And then that kind of disappeared once he got to be around 11, and now it's coming back.
Well, you know what? That makes me even more passionate about what we're doing here on One Life Radio, because the reason I said blob, if you look at the birthday card that I got you, I think, I didn't give it to you yet. It's a picture of a doctor looking at the patient, and it's this big blob on the floor, and he goes, let's talk about your fitness program or something like that.
Awesome.
And obviously, he's at the doctor because he's sick, and I think so many people out there lack the energy that they need to achieve, you know, real fitness and wellness, and he pulled out his knife to open his card. That's typical Daniel.
So typical.
In case
Daniel.
He has to kill someone, he's always got a knife on him. You know,
he's got more than one.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Really, Daniel? Do you have more than one knife on you right now?
Not right now. I have my knife and my tactical pen.
Okay. Yeah, your knife. Well,
during the weekends, I usually have two different knives and then something else on me. Usually,
really?
When I'm outside of Telos. Yeah.
Wow. That's really cool. That's cool. So it was so great, Gary and Mary, to have you call in. That made the show a lot of fun. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. So how do you like the card? See, did you open it yet?
Yes, I love it. And I love you put you and then wrote a little arrow as the doctor asking the blob.
Asking the blob. What was he asking the blob?
He was asking him, be honest, how much are you exercising?
There you go. Yeah. And so when I saw it, I thought of you. So anyway, you guys, thank you so much for calling in from Colorado. That's Gary and Mary Tagg, Daniel's mom and dad. Thank you again.
Thank you for having us.
All right. You know what? We're going to go to break. We've got a great show coming up. Daniel's going to be talking about training for endurance, part one. And Rosalie's going to be talking about really something interesting. I'm curious to hear what you have to say. Slowly is the new speedy. We're going to find out what exactly you're talking about. Stay tuned, everyone. You're listening to One Life Radio. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Ashley Grace, co-founder of H Hemp Company. Hemp CBD improved my life so much that I started a company to help others naturally feel better. You don't have to have had a severe brain injury like me to benefit from H Hemp Company products. If you're struggling to feel better, calm your brain, or better deal with daily stress and want to do so naturally, please try H Hemp Company products. Search H Hemp Company and use code OLR for 20% off and free shipping. That's H Hemp Company and code OLR to feel better naturally and calm your brain.
This is Jill with the One Life Radio Fueling Champions Minute. Did you know magnesium is a cofactor in more than 300 enzyme systems that regulate diverse biochemical reactions in the body, including protein synthesis, muscle and nerve function, blood glucose control, and blood pressure? Magnesium is required for energy production, oxidative phosphorylation, and glycolysis. That's a mouthful. How do you know if you're getting enough? Signs and symptoms of possible magnesium deficiency include restless leg syndrome, agitation, insomnia, muscle stiffness, cramping, and aches. Well, where do you find magnesium? Food sources include raw almonds, leafy greens like cooked spinach and chard, raw cashews, pumpkin seeds, black beans, avocados, and my favorite, dark chocolate. Don't forget those Epsom salt baths and be smart about supplementation. This has been the One Life Radio Fueling Champions Minute.
Give your body some soul with Sun Warrior's new Soul Good Protein Bars. Sun Warrior is committed to making the best plant-based proteins and superfood supplements from the finest organic ingredients across the globe. Soul Good Bars have an amazing profile. They have 17 to 19 grams of clean organic protein, very low sugar, and 16 to 17 grams of fiber. They're available in delicious flavors like blueberry blast, coconut cashew, cinnamon roll, and salted caramel. Check them out online at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com. And give your adventure some soul.
Hi, this is Bernadette. Do you know why I love Paleo Magazine? Paleo Magazine was founded with the purpose of providing readers with the information they need to live strong, vibrant, healthy lives. They are dedicated to partnering with leaders in the paleo community to spread the knowledge of ancestral health principles without the influence of big pharma or big agriculture. Paleo Magazine, follow them on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram, or visit them at paleomagazineonline.com. That's paleomagazineonline.com.
Hello, I'm Ali McGraw for People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. Our animal companions rely on us, especially during a natural disaster. If you're forced to evacuate your home, do not leave your animals behind. Visit helpinganimals.com.
This is one of my sister's favorites, my youngest sister. This is Batman from the 1930s, like, you know, show, or 1950s or whatever.
This is Batman, the original Batman?
The original TV series.
With Adam West?
Yes.
And Batman. Catwoman. I can remember getting wax nails in my dad's grocery store and sliding down the banister and purring and pretending I was Catwoman.
That's hilarious.
Who was Catwoman? You know how she used to do that? At the end, I can't do it. I can't roll my whatever. I can't do that with my tongue.
Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, I used to pretend I was Catwoman.
That's awesome.
I can see you with that.
Yeah. Oh, man, yeah. So, you know, always great having you guys in studio. Rosalie, it's good to have you here. Daniel Tagg, you guys, you're listening to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette and Diamond Gray and the controls. So, you know, I was going to do this at the opening, but then we finally got a hold of your mom. They kept instant messaging them on Facebook. I said, just send them an email, because that's how we've had them on the show before, your dad, talking about hunting. Mm-hmm. And yeah, so it was fun. And
I don't think they check their Facebook too much. They're kind of like me.
I'll go weeks without seeing a Facebook messenger. Mm-hmm. I don't see it. I'm just really turned off by social media. I do it kind of because you almost have to, a little bit of it. Mm-hmm. You know, I like to interact with the listeners, or if I see something I think's important, I like to share it. But I don't know. I've grown to be really sick of social media.
It takes away from a lot, but it's also, there's cool things. I use Facebook to keep up with family, friends back home, and watch their kids grow up and see what they're doing, and it's nice for that reason.
Well, you know, I picked up the recent issue of Men's Health, and Rosalie, I'm glad that you're in studio with us for this, because I'd like to hear your perspective on this. Have you picked it up yet? Have you seen it?
I have seen it at our gym, but I've not read it.
Did you look at the cover?
I did.
And what did you find on the cover? Anything that I found on the cover interesting?
So I just saw the guy that plays the bad guy in the latest Black Panther movie. Ooh. And he also plays in Rocky or
Michael
Balboa.
Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
Where's the cover?
Is it Michael Jordan?
Here, you want
to see
him?
B. Jordan. Come on, give it to me. Give it to me. Yeah. That is a hot guy right there. I'm just saying.
He's attractive.
A hot man.
He is in phenomenal shape.
Yes.
Okay, is it for real the muscles? Is it steroids, though?
That's a good question.
I mean, it's hard to say. He might have a little cycle, but it's hard to say, right?
What do you mean a little cycle? What does that mean? So, like he has a period?
No. So you cycle small amounts of steroids.
I'm
or you could be taking peptides or there's other things, some to growth hormones. There's some other things you can take that are a little bit more natural. But most likely he's on something. But that's not too extreme because he's not like bodybuilder big. And I've never seen him when he was younger, so I didn't see what kind of frame he had when he was younger. But he's probably taken a little something, but he still works out probably a lot. His nutrition still has to be legit. But those actors, when they get into really good shape really quickly, they have to be taking something. But he maintains it. I mean, in every movie that I've seen him in, he's pretty much maintained a really good physique.
Yeah. Yep. Well, and you're very qualified to talk about this as an orthokinetic specialist trainer at Telos Fitness Center here in Dallas, Texas. You also are certified in orthokinetics and the biomechanics of resistance training. You're also the holder of 3 different martial arts systems. You were a wildland firefighter, and you're also a licensed massage therapist. I was, I guess I was in a piano lesson. Yeah, no, I wasn't in the lesson. My daughter was. And while she was, I was reading this article in Men's Health about Mirror, Mirror on the Wall. And it's about cultural expectations about manhood are fueling a silent epidemic of eating disorders and body image disturbances in men across the country. And it asks the question, can you recognize the warning signs? Do you see any of them in yourself? I was flabbergasted when I read this article about what this young man or middle-aged man, what he'd put his body through. I highly recommend anybody reading this. I really do. And then on the cover, I was a little flabbergasted again because I was like, really? I have never seen such a bold headline on a men's magazine. It says, 2 women at once, how it works. Have you seen that?
I have not. That's bad.
That is bad.
Yeah.
It is on so many different levels. And do you want to disclose... I love one of the things that you're so open and honest about your sexuality. You know, Sean Wells tells me to tease you all the time about sex, you know, to embarrass you and stuff. But do you want to share with people what your creed is, if you will?
It's abstinence until marriage.
Right. Okay. Yeah. And so what do you think? Because I have to tell you, so I was at the hair salon this morning and I asked several of the girls there what they thought when I showed them. And their first words out of their mouth was, are you effing kidding me? Mm-hmm. And then they're like, that's not real. And it's like, are you, again, over and over again, are you kidding me? And so what do you think, I know what your belief system is, and I think it's very healthy, and it's very not the norm in most of the world, and I respect it, I really do. 2 women at once, how it works, I just think that it's crazy, and I ask myself, like, what are we coming to that's on the cover of a magazine? What do you think, Rosalie? You've got to have some thoughts about that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, you know I'm going there.
Yeah. On the spot.
Come on, really? On the spot. Man, well.
Come on. It says, is monogamy overrated? Open couples tell all.
Well, I'm a little old-fashioned.
I am, too. I think anybody in their right mind, I'm sorry, I'm being a little judgmental here, but I don't know how you can just offer your girlfriend or your wife up like she's a piece of candy or vice versa. Mm-hmm. I think it's so unhealthy for the psyche.
Well, I just think as a society, we've kind of gotten there. And unfortunately, we've also become a group of people that are so critical of everything and everybody. We don't always take a step back and say, hey, I can have my life and values. I don't have to, like, push them on you. So I very much have a circle around, hey, this is how I like to conduct myself. So I'll give you an example. Went out on a blind date with a guy, I don't know, it must be like 6-7 months ago. And, you know,
Where'd you meet him?
One of these little dating site things,
okay,
right? So
okay.
I got on a blind date, and you know I'm a conspiracy theorist, so you can't know where I live. Yeah, I have a different burner cell phone
good
for that.
Good for self-defense. Yeah, you know,
I don't,
very good.
No. I don't even give you my real number. I give you the burner number, right?
That's really good.
So we meet at one of these Wingstop places, and I mean,
thank you.
Yeah.
That's
awesome.
Returning the money to one of my favorite people.
Well, no, not really any longer.
but anyway, we meet there, and the guy for some reason thought, after like what I've been talking to him for an hour, that he's going to go to, you know, sex is really important. Well, that was like a turnoff for me. Mm-hmm. And
that's the first thing he said?
No, I mean, that wasn't the first thing, but it was one of the things in the conversation. And I mean, I had a decent conversation around the topic, but I was just like, that turned me off, right? So my point being, when you go out on a date, if you say, hey, I truly want to become friends with someone, right? I'm not a hookup. I'm not the person who I'm looking to get married. I just am looking for that testosterone option, the friend that has that instead of estrogen, because it's different. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just a different feel when you go out and talk and you kid around, you talk about movies. I'm not looking to hold your hand or otherwise, right?
You're not looking to hold his hand?
No. I want to be your friend. I want you to be my friend.
Friend first.
Yeah, be a friend. Learn how to talk to somebody. Learn how to have an intelligent conversation that you can get into things. You can really discuss. Learn how to say, hey, I want some advice. And, you know, this is someone trusted. I can get that advice from. But
well, on
that
a first
happens.
Date, I wouldn't hold hands. That's,
no, I wouldn't.
That's crazy.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't either. So I was just like, don't be touching me. None of that stuff. So my point is, that's my value system. I don't shove it on anyone. I know in today's culture, there are lots of people who are like, well, I got a test drive. You know, and I'm of the school that says, you know, if I get to test the milk first, then I don't need to buy the cow, right?
Okay.
So, I think a lot of people miss that adage that as a man, if I'm test driving, what's the point? I mean, everybody else gets to test drive you.
Yeah.
So, what's special for me?
Well, I just think it's self-respect. I mean,
You're giving a piece of yourself to that person, big piece. Even as you hold hands, you're giving a piece to yourself.
I agree. I think holding hands is very intimate.
I agree too. I'm not into that, and yeah, but it's like we go away from biblically looking at it from a biblical point of view. Yeah. It is meant for two people that are married and committed to each other,
right? Why that's period. What I'm saying. Like, why would you even stay married if that was your intent? What is the purpose of being married if you're sleeping with everybody else? Why don't you just be single and sleep around?
Something's missing in that marriage,
that. Yes, absolutely. And I just think it's so crazy. And I know Europeans have a very different view about this, but again, I don't think it's healthy. And I've talked to some of the coolest people I know with the most open minds. And, you know, I just think that if you're going to go down that path, you have to accept that there is going to be this inevitable jealousy. And I can say if that was me as a woman, I would feel like, my God, this man doesn't love me. Mm-hmm. He's offering me up and to another man. How could you possibly love me?
Well, and if there's two girls and one guy, and say the guy's married to someone, it is you are saying you're not enough for me, period.
Right.
You are saying that whether you think it or not, that woman is not enough, obviously, if you're looking for another woman at the same time.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, and if you're a woman that wants to be with two men, you say, okay, I'll be with two women, you be with two women, and I'll take on two men. You can watch or whatever, or be one of them or whatever. It's just so gross.
It is.
I just think we lied to ourselves that, you know, it's not important. That's not important, but it's a really important part of the relationship, that commitment and that intimacy that you share, because it's very powerful, right? If you think about it.
Yeah.
I remember working with a guy who was he and his wife were swingers. And so they were often looking for people to add to their little club.
I just snorted.
I had a friend that was
double ooh.
Yeah. I had a friend that was asked to be part of those quite frequently.
Oh.
It's just like, yeah, they were like, no.
Yeah, it's kind of
there's just something wrong. And you see like the way our culture is shifting, mm-hmm. and you see marriage in and of itself, even if people stay marriages, the marriages aren't healthy.
Right, marriage is hard enough.
Exactly. Yes. It's like this whole cultural shift, you see a big issue. And everyone might call you prudent or all this other stuff, but you look at the way that you even did it back in the old days of mm-hmm. getting courtships and doing arranged marriages had a much higher percentage of succeeding than figuring out who you're going with and, you know, living with them and, you know, sleeping around and all this kind of stuff. If you just look at it statistically, the more you go towards that, the weaker the marriage is overall.
Yeah.
And statistically throughout the whole U.S.
I remember talking with this about a very cool person who's passed away since, but this was like 15 years ago. And I remember his exact words. He said, nothing good comes out of it.
Yeah.
Like nothing good comes out of it.
Yeah.
So anyway, I'm glad we got to talk about it. It wasn't planned,
right.
But I knew you guys would roll with it. So thank you very much. Now you want to check out your boy, Michael?
Yeah. Give me that magazine.
Okay. All right. There's more pictures inside of him.
Well, you know, he used to be on The Wire.
Really?
What's that? Yeah. Is that a show?
Yeah, that was a show way back in the day.
I was going to say, I don't even know what that is.
Idris Elba was on it as well.
Was he built back then?
No.
Or was he pretty skinny?
No, he was younger too, smaller, right. Younger guy. Yeah.
He was like on teenage? Friday Night Lights too.
Yeah.
Oh, was he?
He was real skinny.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Interesting.
You don't remember him on Friday Night Lights?
I remember watching Friday Night Lights, but I don't remember him.
Yeah. He was on it.
Well, he could get that kind of build from
working hard
and eating, you know, a very high protein diet.
It is possible over years.
Yeah. All right. Well, we've got a great show coming up, everyone. I hope you enjoyed that segment. It was juicy. Stay tuned. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Well-Being Journal is a remarkable bi-monthly health publication esteemed by intelligent readers worldwide. It's available in print or digital, single issues or subscription. Its focus is on living a happy, healthy life and preventing or healing illnesses naturally. Preventing or healing cancer, arthritis, cardiovascular conditions, and digestive issues, as well as nutritional solutions for optimal health, are regular subjects. Learn more at wellbeingjournal.com.
Hi, this is Vaughn Eaglin. As a licensed professional counselor and supervisor, I spend my career helping people cope with emotional problems. But today, I want to talk to you about nutrition. People ask me all the time for nutrition and weight loss advice, and I always find myself recommending a raw vegan protein, a food supplement called Warrior Blend by Sun Warrior. I wasn't always active and fit. In fact, I was very overweight as a child. And as a counselor, I must emphasize the importance of the mind-body connection. A clean body helps with a clean mind. Start today with Sun Warrior Blend Raw Vegan Protein. For more information, go to sunwarrior.com and start living clean today.
Hi, everyone. It's Bernadette. Everyone knows that I'm a strong believer in the numerous health benefits of cannabinoids and CBD oils. As with any supplement, I always do my research and my homework to find the highest quality product on the market. That's why I'm so happy to announce our partnership with the H Hemp Company, founded by a group of the most experienced and respected names in the CBD community. H Hemp offers a line of innovative products that are all natural and tested for quality. Choose from flavorful oils, restorative body balm, and minty breath spray, all at affordable prices. And for every H Hemp product sold, the company makes a donation towards the fight against opioid and anti-anxiety drug addiction, an epidemic affecting millions of families across the nation today. H Hemp products produce a sense of calm, fight post-workout inflammation, and the company gives back to our community. What more could we ask for? Search online for H Hemp Company and use the code OLR for 20% off your first order. That's OLR for 20% off your first order.
Today, we're here to tell you about the success of Squatty Potty. Consumers are experiencing the healthful benefits from having the correct posture when eliminating the toxic and harmful fecal waste from their bodies. Now, Squatty Potty has made it portable. Introducing Porta Squatty. Now you can experience the healthful benefits no matter where the road takes you. It easily folds up and fits into a discreet carrying bag the size of a book. Porta Squatty. Available at Bed Bath Beyond, Amazon, or for an exclusive discount of 25% off your entire order, use code ONELIFE at checkout at SquattyPotty.com.
Hi, this is Bernadette. Do you know why I love Paleo Magazine? Paleo Magazine was founded with the purpose of providing readers with the information they need to live strong, vibrant, healthy lives. They are dedicated to partnering with leaders in the paleo community to spread the knowledge of ancestral health principles without the influence of big pharma or big agriculture. Paleo Magazine, follow them on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram, or visit them at PaleoMagazineOnline.com. That's PaleoMagazineOnline.com.
This is Captain America.
This is what?
Captain America? Is that right?
Close, the Avengers.
Oh, the Avengers, darn it. He's in it.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You don't know what the Avengers?
No,
that's like,
you know,
one of the biggest series of movies right now. Period. Uh-huh. They have like their own studio.
It just passed $1 billion.
Oh my!
Wow.
Yeah, they just came out with their latest one. the Avengers, like it's their eighth movie.
I mean,
or
I've
something.
Heard of it, but you know, I don't know it well, obviously, since I just said that to everyone. But welcome back to One Life Radio, everyone. I wanted to let you know that you can go to our website, oneliferadio.com, to download and listen to our podcast and subscribe to our weekly newsletter, or go to iHeartMedia.com to listen live from your mobile device. Or download the free iHeartRadio app and listen to us from anywhere in the world. A big shout out to our sponsors because they bring this programming to you. Great companies like Sun Warrior, which you can also find at Vitamin Shop and Smoothie King. Paleo Magazine, The Wellbeing Journal, the ISSN, and we have a new sponsor, Sunlighten. Infrared Saunas is signing on with us. So, and I'm going to be putting an infrared sauna in my home, and we're all going to sauna together.
Oh, awesome. Yeah. Sean just got one, too.
Really?
Sean just got one. So did Ryan Lowry.
Well.
Yep.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. Yep. So yeah, I just wanted to make that announcement and give a special shout out for the H Hemp Company. That's the Honest Hemp Company. And you can use the coupon code OLR to get 20% off your first order. That's OLR for the H Hemp Company, the Honest Hemp Company. Hemp is really good. I take my CBD oil every single day, and I really feel that it's extremely beneficial for me in so many areas. And there was an article in the Health Magazine that we're going to be covering tomorrow with Tina Burnett and Kip Watson, but it said, what's the deal with CBD oil? It's also the latest beauty craze, too. And Honest Hemp has some all kinds of products. They have the breast spray and the body balm, and then, of course, the regular CBD oil that's flavored with lemon or mint.
What's a body balm?
Just like, you know, like
a lotion.
Like a lotion. Okay. If you've got, you know, like something to rub your feet with, or I don't know,
your
like
elbows.
Your hands. I put
elbows.
It on my hands. I put it
elbows.
On my knees, like my feet. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really good. But cool. But check it out. Go to honesthemp.com. And, you know, I always love having both of you in studio. Rosalie Robinson is the president and co-founder of, what it says?
Newly.
I was like, wait a minute. This is a new profile. I thought there's a typo here. Newly. Wow. Is that the name of your new company?
Yeah.
Ooh. It's Newly?
Newly.
Newly. N-U-O-O-L-Y.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah.
Cool. Okay, and so you're the vice president of human resources for the for Motorsport Aftermarket Group as well, mm-hmm. and she's our in-house human resources expert. And of course, Daniel Tagg, he's an orthokinetic specialist trainer at Telos Fitness Center, and he is certified in orthokinetics, the biomechanics of resistance training, and he is a licensed massage therapist and holds belts in three different martial arts systems. And he was a wildland firefighter as well. Today we are talking about training for endurance, part one. Okay, mm-hmm. So how do you train for endurance?
So it's first you have to define on what kind of endurance race or what kind of endurance you're training for, right? Are you training for running? Are you doing adventure races? More muscular endurance for in the gym? You first need to define what you're training for to understand how you need to train for it.
Okay. I see in the notes, is it for running? Does anybody really run anymore?
A lot of people run. I
do
mean,
they?
Still the really popular thing to do, which I don't know why, because it's not the best way to get cardiovascular endurance. It's really hard on the joints. I mean, if you enjoy doing it to get outside and there's like a mental aspect to it, yes, but it's one of the least healthiest things to do for your joints.
Well, here's the thing.
General.
I've never seen anybody run and smile.
Yeah.
That was
including
good.
Me.
That's true. I've never thought
good
of that.
Good point, Bert.
So why would you do that?
Yeah, the only guy that I've ever heard of running and smiling was the one that I told you about before. It was the guy who won the Olympics and refused to run on Sunday because of his beliefs.
Oh, yeah.
And it was Chariots of Fire was the movie that they made. But he used to look straight up at heaven and just smile as he was sprinting. It was very unorthodox, but he was really getting a lot of joy out of running.
I love that.
And a lot of people do get endorphins, and that's awesome.
Well,
I never got any running ever.
I used to have this 7-mile, not track, but like a path that I used to run. And sometimes I would do it twice a day, but mm-hmm. I felt like it was almost more of, once you get to the runner's high, it's good, but it really was very hard on my knees.
It is. And I've never had the runner's high. I used to be a sprinter in high school and college, and then I ran long distance for training for wildland firefighting. We'd run anywhere from 3 to 10 miles a day. And Yeah, I never got a runner's high from that. I was just trying to take a nap while I ran just to recover energy.
Well, you know, I have done a few triathlons or biathlons. And so that's really what you need the endurance training for, right?
Yeah, more in general, like the biathlons, triathlons. The newest kind of fad right now is adventure races. Like I'm signed up for one in, I think, September with Ryan or with Sean and his wife, and then a couple other people.
Like the, what's it called? The Mudder?
So Tough Mudder's one
of them. Tough Mudder. Okay.
There's the Mud Races, the Spartan Race. We did a Spartan Race last year, and then we're signed up for the Savage Race. So I think it's like 9 or 10 miles with obstacles.
Cool.
So I am going to have to start training for that, and I've already started doing it. So a good
way. Like what kind of obstacles?
So you would have to do, you know, monkey bars, you climb underneath wires, you jump into mud and water.
That.
And there's all kinds. I think there might be, I know for the. For the Spartan race, we had to throw a javelin, which you guys got to throw a javelin a couple weekends ago.
Brag about me. Come on now.
Oh, yeah. Bernadette got it. She stuck that thing right in there. It was
good. First time, too.
Yeah, it was the first time.
First time I've ever thrown a javelin. Yep. I nailed it, baby.
Yep. Nailed it right in that hay barrel. Hay barrel.
And we didn't get it on. We didn't get it on film, though. Darn the luck.
I know. Like every time we tried to film it after that, it wasn't quite right.
And I sucked
the first
after.
One. Yeah, but that's all you need is do it the first time. But training for one of those things, you need muscular endurance, you need cardiovascular endurance, but more muscular endurance. So you need to do more high-intensity interval training is one of the best ways to do it. If you're going to be doing weights in the gym, you want to do more high reps with medium-sized weight. But a good way to train endurance, and no one really thinks about this, if you increase your one rep max or maximal strength, every other type of strength, which there's at least 7 to 8 different types of strength, all of those improve across the board if you increase your maximal strength or that one rep strength. Although I wouldn't suggest trying to do an actual one rep max, do two or three.
Well, and it doesn't take long really to build even little steps of strength. I personally experienced it a couple of weeks ago. You know, I haven't been working out as much as I have in past years and for a lot of different reasons. And so I thought, doggone it, I'm going to do some, you know, just some deadlifts and just, you know, just some basic stuff. And I did it a couple days in a row. And I tell you, by day like 3 or 4, when I took my rest day, I was just stronger.
Mm-hmm.
Like I went to go pick something up and I was like, yeah, you know, when you start to feel it, it feels so good.
Especially if you've already done weight training, you will bounce back to that reset of where you were much quicker than when you had to gain it the first time.
Right.
There is that muscle memory. So you lift for a few weeks, you will get back much quicker than what you had to earn before. So when you're training, you want to do more of those bilateral things and stuff for muscular endurance, the squats, the, you know, I'm not a big proponent of power cleans because there's a lot of stuff that could go wrong.
Yeah.
Starting position, you know, box jumps where you're jumping up onto the box, step down, so there's not a lot of deceleration on the knees.
Right.
Doing things like that, but you also, about endurance, is you need efficiency of movement, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you're lacking in a certain muscle on one side versus the other, a certain type of rotation, going back to that gait pattern or walking or running pattern, right? Then you need to isolate those weaknesses, get those strong, put them back into the bilateral movement patterns of the squats, the pushing and pulling, and that will also help the efficiency of your endurance because it's about how long you can last as well.
Right. Well, you know, and I think something simple, at least for me, is the farmer's walk, is to take a kettlebell in each arm, you know, usually 25 pounds in each arm, and just walk a little bit with them, holding my shoulders back, you know, stomach firm or, you know, gut in, gut tight, abs tight. And just do that is a great place to just start a couple.
It's very simple. It works.
It's simple.
Muscular endurance. It does get your cardiovascular up a lot of times. And if you're going to do these adventure races, they usually have something like that in there.
Oh, there you go.
So,
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So how long before the race should you start training?
I mean, really, you want to start training about a year in advance.
Oh,
really.
My gosh.
If you want to do it right and not do a crash course, you need to be. Before you start training hardcore, you need to be in decent shape. So if you're already in decent shape and you're doing a little bit of running and you're already in good muscular shape and you just need to kind of tweak it towards these races, I'd say a minimal of three months, depending on how long the race is. Like when we did the Spartan race last year, I think I had like less than a week notice.
Yeah.
And I hadn't run for like years, but it was only a 3-mile race. And I did it, finished actually pretty good time for not trying to push it that hard.
What's the name of the endurance, the big one? It's like in Hawaii. It's the mother of all endurance. You know what I'm talking about?
Is it like the 100-mile race type
what
endurance?
What is it?
Ultra marathons?
Maybe they don't even do it anymore. I can't. The name escapes me completely.
There's one in Death Valley that's like 100, 120 miles. That's a pretty intense one. And it's in Death Valley, so like the hottest place in the U.S.
Mm. Yeah. Well, what I was going to say is a lot of times in those types of races, it's the older guys that end end up finishing first or in better placement because they have the mind strength.
Well, the mind strength, and you worked up that muscle memory over years of getting you. Like, if you're going to do a marathon or you're going to do one of these triathlons or ultra marathons, you need to be training for like 2 or 3 years before you start to even begin to be somewhat good at it. The endurance race, I think your prime is like in your 40s or 50s because it takes that long to build the endurance mentally, physically, cardiovascularly,
everything.
Well, that's
a great reason to get old.
Yeah.
Right? Something to look forward to,
exactly.
Right? For you, Daniel.
Yeah,
that's
I don't
really
do
not
those.
Old.
I'm
old,
good with that.
I don't know. There really is no old.
No, it's you know how what? Old you feel in spirit. And I have a 79 or 78-year-old client that has more energy than myself and my 17-year-old clients.
Wow,
I mean,
love
he
it.
Is phenomenal.
Wow. Yeah. We'll have to. Why don't you bring him on the show sometime?
It's Father Don. So once he finishes up his book, he wants to come on. But he's pretty crashed with time until he finishes up his book.
I'd love to have him on. Absolutely. Well, we're going to get that done, you guys. All right, everyone. We've got Rosalie Robinson coming up. Slowly is the new Speedy. Mm-hmm. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Sun Warrior believes that plants provide the cleanest and most powerful foods, rich in antioxidants, vitamins, minerals, enzymes, and phytonutrients. Our bodies crave real foods, especially in this age where we heavily process everything we eat, stripping out all of the benefits and nutrition well before we have a chance to even use them. Illuminate your body, mind, and the planet with Sun Warrior. To learn more, visit them at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com.
Hi, I'm Ashley Grace, co-founder of H-Hemp Company. Hemp CBD improved my life so much that I started a company to help others naturally feel better. You don't have to have had a severe brain injury like me to benefit from H-Hemp Company products. If you're struggling to feel better, calm your brain, or better deal with daily stress and want to do so naturally, please try H-Hemp Company products. Search H-Hemp Company and use code OLR for 20% off and free shipping. That's H-Hemp Company and code OLR to feel better naturally and calm your brain.
Hey, this is Sean Wells of the International Society of Sports Nutrition. One Life Radio is proud to partner with the ISSN. The ISSN is the world's leading scientific organization dedicated to the science of supplements and sports nutrition. For their latest conferences and events, go to theissn.org. That's theissn.org.
It's time to turn back to nature and the wonderful plants that capture solar energy in a near magical way and then offer it to us so freely. Join Sun Warrior in our mission to renew ourselves, our minds, our bodies, and our world. Together, we can truly transform the planet one warrior at a time. Visit them at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com.
Hi, this is Bernadette. Do you know why I love Paleo Magazine? Paleo Magazine was founded with the purpose of providing readers with the information they need to live strong, vibrant, healthy lives. They are dedicated to partnering with leaders in the paleo community to spread the knowledge of ancestral health principles without the influence of big pharma or big agriculture. Paleo Magazine, follow them on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram, or visit them at paleomagazineonline.com. That's paleomagazineonline.com.
Did you know a mother rat will dip her paws into cool water and gently smooth the fur around her infant's faces? The babies put their arms around their mother's neck and pay attention while being bathed. Rats and mice fall in love, risk their lives to save their kids, and giggle when tickled. Evan Walker writes of a mouse who died of shock in a trap. His life was a life fully as real to him as ours is to us. This creature, for all the irritation it may have brought as it scampered through closed closets or up some crevice in a wall, was as precious as you or I. He was not a machine that breaks and fails. He felt. His was consciousness, full and real and fragile and precious. This is Ingrid Newkirk with Peter, reminding us that it's easy to be kind, perhaps by not using glue traps.
This one is Captain America Winter Soldier.
That's what it
Wonder Woman.
Like.
Don't ask me.
Wonder Woman. Oh, wow. That is so awesome.
I should have gotten that one.
What is it?
It's Wonder Woman. And this is one of the better soundtracks. I don't know why I missed that.
Can you
Galaga?
Sing it?
No.
So just to divert for a second.
Okay,
I'm doing
go
horrible
ahead.
Today.
I, I was curious. Mm-hmm. I always thought Captain Marvel was a guy, but somebody told me, like, in the next movie, it's going to be a woman.
Captain Marvel?
Yeah.
I don't recognize that one.
Like Marvel, the comic books?
Yeah. Okay. Just, I mean, while we're talking about Avengers and superheroes, mm-hmm. I mean, you know, Wonder Woman came out, and that's, you know, a real big superhero. Mm-hmm. And I think to counter it, they said they were going to have Captain Marvel come out next year.
I think you're getting confused with Captain America's a guy, and then Captain Marvel's like the girl version of Captain America.
I always thought Captain Marvel was a guy. Hmm. I don't know why.
I don't know. I only read Betty and Veronica.
That's hilarious.
Oh my God.
Like Archie.
Archie. I liked Archie.
My dad had a comic book stand.
Did
you know,
he really?
In his grocery store, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, when I was a little
girl. Did you keep any of those? They're worth a lot.
I used to read them and then bring them back so we wouldn't you know, keep the cost down.
That's hilarious.
Right?
I was real careful that my fingers were clean so, you know, it wouldn't get them dirty or anything. Yeah.
That's so funny.
Or I'd hang out. I worked at the grocery store with my dad when I was a kid.
Nice.
Like, a lot. And I used to manage the penny candy counter as well. So
penny candy.
Wow. She managed to eat it.
No, yeah. Mr. Van Epps used to pull up in the truck, and I'm like, I got it, Dad. I used to run, like, just go on the truck and pick the most popular candies, you know, candy bars mm-hmm. and all that.
Yeah,
and,
that's cool.
Yeah, and
nice.
That's where I first really started learning about business is working in my dad's grocery store and pizzeria. He had a pizzeria and a sub shop in the back too.
So. Oh, nice. Yeah, and I'll see the pizzeria.
Yeah, right across the street from the family home. So my dad would wave to me from the porch at night and blow kisses. A lot of times. He would come and, like, my father was such an awesome guy. He really was mm-hmm. at night, you know, because it was a small town. And so a lot of times he would come over and he had this thing where he'd grab us by the arm and the leg and spin us around and throw us into bed.
Oh, mm-hmm. my gosh.
Almost
my
every night.
Thing.
That's Isn't that fun?
It is.
Yeah. And I think he stopped when we were probably, I don't know, like 10, 11, maybe something like that.
Start to get too heavy.
But yeah,
right?
A little too heavy.
That's exactly what it is.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I love having you guys in studio. Rosalie, it's always a pleasure. Rosalie Robinson is the president and founder of Newly, which is the new name of her company. Do you want to tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah. So Newly actually is a new platform. A partner of mine, Michael Roybal, and I are coming out in July. The platform's for professionals who are hanging out their shingle, right, and kind of do what we do. He's an attorney, and I'm, you know, a human resources practitioner, but there are folks who are coaches and financiers, etc. It just gives them a platform in which to make that decision to say, hey, I think I'm going to step away from the traditional corporate scene.
Uh-huh.
I think I'm going to, you know, actually create a book of business and service clients directly. So it works for both them as well as companies, because companies then can also manage their risk. All of our folks are vetted. And they have a background check, so folks who hire them can know for insurance purposes, well, I do have data that proves they are who they say they are and that they are capable, don't have any legal issues, et cetera.
Nice.
I know.
Well, good for you.
I know.
All right. Well, I always, always love having you in studio. Rosalie also has 30 years of HR leadership experience working with both Fortune 500 companies and small businesses, and she's an experienced executive coach with a certification from the International Federation of Coaches and the University of Texas at Dallas. You can find her on her website at conciliumhc.com. Today we're talking about Slowly is the new speedy. So give us an overview. What are you talking about?
So all too often, you know, we live in an age of speed. Just think about starting in the 50s, you have like the little box TV, right? And think of where technology is today, where everybody has not just cell phones. I mean, that's almost like a big brick compared to some of the other technology that lets us stay connected. And so we're used to data being fast, results being fast. I've got to be the fastest and the first and the best to get it done, right? And so it really hasn't helped us. So if we go back to what you talked about before with open marriages and things of that nature,
yeah,
right? that also is kind of a byproduct, right? Because marriages, it's okay, but I kind of like my diversity, mm-hmm. right?
So I need a wife. I got a lot of stuff I need to get done.
You got your wife wanting a wife on top of the mistress you want to have.
Well, if you think about it, I mean, you get a secretary, you get someone to take care of the kids. I mean, you got kind of a personal assistant. I mean, I think of all the stuff that Shelly does for Sean. What would Sean do without Shelly?
Yeah, and she literally does do it as like a business. That is her job, and it's a legit job.
Yeah, for sure.
She's very good at it.
She's extremely good at it.
She is. Yeah.
So, I mean, but the key point is we've kind of allowed our technology that helps us to drive us and manage how we show up. And so to that point, we have confused, I think, speed and our ability to dogpile on a lot of things with actually being productive, efficient, and effective.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, so what are the top myths that we're going to debunk today?
So I got three for us to do today. One is I can do more than one thing at a time, right? So I
am
the multitasking queen.
Well,
right?
Women fall into that. Once you have kids, you know, you're changing the diapers while you're almost washing the dishes with your feet some days, you know? I mean, seriously. Mm-hmm. I used to mow the lawn, you know, while the baby was taking a nap.
Yeah.
Yeah. Of course, that wasn't doing two things at the same time. But, you know, sometimes because you're listening for the baby monitor, you know.
Yeah, but you point out a really good thing there. So let's use that example. You're really not multitasking, right? You're switching between things. And there's science that again, confirms our brains are not designed to be able to do these two things simultaneously. We're actually just switching our focus between the two things we're choosing to do.
It actually causes frontal shrinkage in the brain. And I learned that at the Center for Brain Health. So
yes!
I know what I'm talking about.
That's right.
Unless you want shrinkage, don't do two things at once.
I like that. That's
Daniel,
true.
What are you laughing about?
I know what was implied there. That's why I was laughing.
Oh my gosh. You made me laugh so hard. But you know, if you think about it, you know, our brains, one of the things that science shows, and there was a diagram, I kind of looked it up from a study, shows that between the age of 4 and 21, right, which we're still young, right, you see shrinkage in the first place.
Yes, you do.
So imagine 21 to 51, what that's looking like, right? You know, and you're trying to multitask, as you just said, it doesn't help us. And I think what we miss is we're not as effective as we have lied and told ourselves. That's the other great thing about our brains. We can make any story sound good.
Yep.
You know, it could be the boldest lie ever. But, you know, in our heads, that sounded really good.
When you spread yourself too thin, you're not going to be effective at anything.
No, you're not. And I think that's one of the key things. That's the first myth to debunk. And here's a great example. What's one of the things that everybody probably in this room does as a multitasker? Think about driving.
Listening to music and driving.
Yes.
Or my podcast. Yep.
That's right. Yep. We listen to music and drive. Mm-hmm. Or we say,
on the phone.
I have a hands-free device. I'm going to talk on the phone and drive. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Did you know that when you do that, that's just like if under a DUI, you were at 0.08?
Oh, wow.
Wow. So what is considered a DUI? Is it 0.03 or
0.05?
I thought it was actually a little higher number than that.
Is it higher than 0.08 though?
I thought it was higher than 0.08.
Even if it's hands-free? Because my new car has all the hands-free stuff.
Yes, no, but their point was, and the reason for the study, I only learned this just the other week because I heard a terribly sad story, but the reason for it is that distraction level, you cannot see. You get tunnel vision. So think you're driving down a street where there's a school bus. You're listening and talking.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, are you really catching everything in your view? Is that really a bus in your mind? Or is that just like a city bus, not the school bus? So the kid runs out in front of you, you can't stop in time, you run that child over, you hit them, right? There are all sorts of things that can occur with this one myth that we forget and we apply it elsewhere. But it has dangers, right? And it has real repercussions to us. So the idea of multitasking is, you know, don't do it. Don't say that you can switch. Slow yourself down.
Okay, so we're almost out of time, but quickly, how can people be more effective and impactful and productive yet still be slower?
I think if they establish some basic rules for themselves. One, be okay with, I am only going to do this one thing at a time. Two, be intentional. So prioritize things. I can't do everything, but my time is the most valuable thing I have. It's a commodity I cannot buy or replace.
You can't replace. Yeah, I love it. Thank you so much. Great points. And I really appreciate you pointing out about the texting because, you know, I'm even guilty of it a little bit myself sometimes. I try not to. And I use the excuse, well, I'm an experienced driver. But you know what? There is no excuse. Mm-hmm. So I'm totally going to 100% promise you that I'll stop because you get one body, you get one mind, and you get one life. Get out there today, be safe, and make the most of it.